time for Bookworm. This is the show for avid readers and those that should be avid readers on the Voice America Kids channel. Now, here's your host.
Hi, this is Lindsay Maria. Lindsay Marie, welcome to Bookworm. We're reading books as always. And right now we have a little guest. Well, our audience of one. What's your name? It's Aria. Everybody clap for Aria. Okay, so we're gonna be reading the wait. We didn't finish Deadliest Animals last week, I don't think. Let's see. But I don't think we did. We got past that. Hold on. Okay, I think we left off at Scary Snakes. And this is Deadliest Animals by Melissa Stewart. Also by National Geographic Kids. Okay, so, Scary Snakes. About 3,000 species of snakes live on Earth, and most of them make venom. Snakes use venom to kill prey and protect themselves from enemies. Most snakes are too small or shy to attack humans, but about 300 species can kill a person who's in the wrong place at the wrong time. And here's a little self-joke. Why is it hard to fool a snake? Dun, dun, dun. Because you can't pull its leg. What? No applause, really? Okay, I'm just going to applaud myself. Because snakes don't have legs. Toxic tidbit. The Indian cobra's venom isn't as toxic as the venom of some other snakes, but it often lives close to people, and that makes it a major threat. Indian cobra's bites kill thousands of people each year in Asia. So, if you're ever in Asia, be careful. Which snake is the deadliest of all? Well, that's a hard question to answer. Hook-nosed sea snake. This fish hunting reptile lives in the coastal waters and has the most poisonous venom of any snake. Just one drop can kill a person. Like other snakes, it has lungs and breathes air, but it cannot stay underwater. It can stay up to underwater for 5 hours. The best that I can stay underwater is at least 10 seconds. That's pathetic compared to the snake. 5 hours. I can do 10 seconds. Think of snake. Russell Viper. This snake lives in rice paddies in grassy areas of Asia and may bite farmers. Its venom isn't quite as toxic as the hook-nosed sea snake venom, but it has more toxin in it. In its body, that means it delivers more venom in each bite. The black mamba. Other snakes may have stronger venom, but the black mamba moves fast and isn't afraid to attack. When an enemy gets too close, the black mamba raises its head high and hisses. If the predator doesn't back off, the snake strikes again and again. Ferocious fish. Great white shark. The great white shark is the largest meat-eating fish in the ocean. The sight of its huge mouth is about 3,000 jagged teeth that would send shivers up anyone's spine. They are pretty scary, though. Some people might lose their legs to sharks. But they can still walk, At least they're lucky enough for that. I'd be sad if someone bit my leg off. Especially if you want to become a dancer, because usually you need both legs to dance. Especially if you want to accomplish the splits, but... Because don't you want to spread both legs out? And when you do a straddle and stuff, well, dance words. So if you do dance, you'll understand. What makes a shark so dangerous? It's super senses. It hears well and it has excellent eyesight. Most important, its sense of smell is 10,000 times better than ours. Okay, that is true. And then here's something that goes with it. I didn't know that was there, but I was going to tell you that anyway, so let's just read it. A great white shark can smell tiny amounts of blood in the water up to 3 miles away. That's far. For me, especially. When I used to live in my old house, my dad would make me run, and I couldn't walk because he was running, and I'm like, Dad, wait, Dad, don't leave me behind, because I was just like, and he was just like, come on, let's go, and I'm like, how are you doing this? And you might think that this is crazy, but it's not. Stonefish. I know, people haven't heard of them. Stonefish are masses of the skies. Instead of swimming in search of food, they blend into their rocky surroundings and wait for prey to pass by. If a hungry predator grabs a stonefish or a person accidentally steps silky spines deliver a painful blast of venom. The wound swells, the victim's muscles feel weak, and the area becomes paralyzed. If the person isn't treated, he or she could die. So you don't underestimate the name stonefish. They are feisty. Pufferfish. Some people I bet some people do not know that pufferfish can be extremely dangerous. Aria, do you want to tell your joke? If you didn't quite hear that, she said, if a doggy gets my hair, I get a haircut. Yeah, funny. Okay, so, pufferfish. When an enemy attacks, a pufferfish gulps water and blows up like a prickly balloon. But that's not the only fish's trick for protection. If a predator manages to get a bite of a pufferfish, it gets a mouthful of nasty taste and toxin. Yuck. Death toll. Even though a pufferfish has enough toxin to kill 30 people, some people like to take risks. They eat pufferfish prepared by specially trained chefs because chefs sometimes make mistakes. The toxin kills about 100 people every year. So, 300 people would be dead in 3 years. That's kind of scary. 10 cool things about deadly animals. Female lions do most of the hunting, but male lions always eat first. 2. On a hot, sunny days, a crocodile pants like a dog to stay cool. So you know when dogs stick their tongue out, they're like, that's how they pant. Most young fish are called fingerlings, but young sharks are called pups. That seems familiar to me, but I have no idea why. So many animals are called pups, it kind of gets mixed up. Well, we have to finish this one. 4. Baby hippopotamus are born underwater. So, hippopotamuses give birth underwater. I'm kind of glad of that because you cannot see them give birth. 5. If you shine a black light on a scorpion, it glows in the dark. 6. A jellyfish doesn't have a brain. So jellyfishes aren't really that smart. Because I don't have a brain. Right. For now, let's take a break. I'm Lindsay Marine, and we'll be right back.
Have we got a show that will keep you on the pulse of the fashion world? Our hosts are two teens who know fashion, and they have the inside look when it comes to fashion for our generation. Tune in to Fashion Forward on Voice America Kids. We'll discuss what's hot and what's not, the latest in fashion trends, things to look for on the horizon, and more. Fashion Forward is your weekly guide to what to wear today, tonight, this weekend, and this season. Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for Fashion Forward on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Do you think that you can't change the political system in our country? Well, one host is doing that and started at age 13. Join Connor Brantley for Hello, the Future is Calling. Our show takes an inside look at what's going on in national, state, and local government from a new and very unique perspective. Connor holds our elected officials accountable and will bring you an unbiased look at what's really going on. Listen for Hello, the Future is Calling every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Kids. Help make a difference. Put that book down and listen. You're tuned in to Bookworm on Voice America Kids. Now back to our show.
Welcome back to Bookworm. I'm Lindsay Marie, and we have Aria as our audience of one. And our topic is... Okay, so we left off at 10 cool things about deadly animals, and we were at number 6. Number 7. All snakes have teeth, but all snakes have teeth, but only snakes that have make venom have fangs. 8. If an octopus loses an arm, another one will grow in its place. So it's basically like a starfish, where if it loses a leg, it just goes poof, straight back out. It's like it has like extras made in the body, and you just go like, poof, and then lose one. Poof. It just has like extras. I wonder if it will ever run out. Like it just has like a million extras. I don't know. 9. Some poison dart frogs can contain enough toxic to kill 10 people. So don't mess with a brightly colored frog. They will kill you. 10. A honeybee has 5 eyes, 3 small ones on the top of its head, and 2 large ones in the front. So even though they can only see the colors blue, yellow, and red, doesn't mean that they can't have more eyes than us. I mean, I like to have more eyes, so I can have, like, eyes in the back of my head and eyes on my forehead, right? So I can just look up and down and maybe some on the side, maybe on the back, so I can see all 4 directions. Just be like, whoa, 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 whoa. I knew you were coming to scare me. Oh! And have them hidden so you can be like, what the heck are they doing? And then have like a super ear where you can hear like 5 miles away. That'd be awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it would. No bones about it. Fish aren't the only sea...
The dogs can't see because the mom says, I don't know, we'll play that.
Fish aren't the only sea creatures that can have, that can be hazardous to their health.
I just have the canna in the stage. I just have my hair already and the braid and ponytails every day because I don't have this hair with this and this.
Fish aren't the only sea creatures that can be hazardous to your health. Some ocean invertebrates can be just as deadly.
I don't have these things at home because I didn't buy these ones. These, the TV and this thing, and because I don't want to hurt myself, and I don't have these things, and I just have toys at my house. So I just have to say they did all the toys, so I got color or painted it, because I do this, not that, or not need this thing. Put it on over here, because I don't have to.
Box jellyfish. You may have been stung by a jellyfish, but the box jellyfish is in a class by itself. Each of its tentacles has thousands of tiny stinging cells. Together, they pack enough toxin to kill 60 people, and death can come in just 4 minutes. So if you get stung by a box jellyfish, you gotta hurry and call 911 or just, like, try someone carry you in 4 minutes or else you're gonna be dead. So try to stay away from box jellyfish so that never happens. So, in some cases, if you get stung by a box jellyfish, death. Toxic tidbit. A box jellyfish is the size of a basketball, but its tentacles can be up to 9 feet long. Which is about 11 basketballs. So, they have long tentacles. Self joke. What do whales eat? What do whales like to eat with peanut butter?
I just have food at my home and I just have
jellyfish. Jellyfish. Although I don't think jellyfish would taste that good. Blue-ringed octopus. A blue-ringed octopus is the size of a golf ball, but it has a deadly bite. Most of the time, the octopus uses its toxic saliva to catch crabs and shrimp. But its powerful poison can paralyze up to 20 people within 8 minutes. Anything that attacks this little octopus stops breathing and dies. So, again, don't go near a blue-ringed octopus. Weird but true. A blue-ringed octopus skin is usually yellowish-brown, but the bright blue spots on his ring suddenly appear when the octopus feels scared. So don't try testing octopuses to see if it's a blue ring one. Just don't, because you're going to die. Small but deadly. The ocean isn't the only place on Earth with small, deadly creatures. They also live in fields and forests, wetlands and deserts. Poison dart frogs. Scientists think that dart frogs eat toxic insects that make them deadly. Touch the slimy skin of these brightly colored creatures and you could be dead in minutes. Toxic tidbit. Some native rainforest people catch poison dart frogs, collect their venom, and rub it on darts to hunt. That's how frogs got their name. Honeybees. Honeybees help us by pollinating many of our favorite fruits, vegetables, and nuts. They can also be deadly. About 1 in 4,000 people is severely allergic to bee venom and can die just after one sting if left untreated. But all the toxin from a stinging swarm of angry bees can kill anyone. Weird but true. A bee breeding is the practice of attracting bees to the human body and hanging on body by hanging the queen from its chin. What happens when the honeybee is called a hive? I got a buzz signal. I don't really get that one. But I guess. Scorpions. A scorpion's huge claw-like pincers are its weapon of choice. But if a predator attacks its prey, puts up a fight. Zap! A swift strike with a stinger on its tail usually does a trick. The stinger contains a hollow tube connected by two sacs full of venom. The scorpion controls the amount of venom its stinger delivers, so bigger victims get a bigger dose. Death toll. Of the nearly 2,000 scorpion species alive today, only 30 or 40 have venom strong enough to kill humans. Still, thousands of people die each year from scorpion stings. I'm sorry to those people who got killed. Sydney funnel spider, web spider. Small and shiny, dark and deadly. That's why how people in Australia describe the Sydney funnel web spider. But we'll read about that later. When we come back, I'll be right back. Let's take a break. I'm Lindsay Marie, and you're listening to Bookworm. I'm Lindsay. I already said that. And we'll be right back. Bye.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune into What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
And now, Kid Star Update. Here's Cole with Sports Rewind.
Hi, my name is Cole Leon from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and you are listening to Sports Rewind. In Olympic news, the closing ceremonies are Sunday, February 23rd, and the most medals went to Russia with 33 of them, and U.S. came in second with 28. Most gold medals was won by Russia with 13. U.S. came in fourth with only 9. In NBA news, the Pacers crushed Lakers. Kobe Bryant is out with a knee injury, and the final score is 118-98. And also, the Bulls take a win on the road against Atlanta 107-103. LeBron James broke his nose in the game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He sat out a game against the Bulls, but he is ready to play again against the Knicks with a face mask. In college basketball news, Iowa gets upset by Minnesota 95-89, and Indiana can't hold on to the win against Wisconsin 69-58. My name is Cole Wayne, and you've been listening to Sports Rewind on the Kid Star Radio Network.
You've been listening to Sports Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
Kids and Cars. If you could get behind the wheel of your favorite hot car, where would you take it? Join your hosts, who are both car enthusiasts, as they take you inside, on the road, and past the pits with your favorite concept cars. This is your chance to burn rubber and leave the others behind in the dust. Tune in to Kids and Cars, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Kids channel. If you miss the show, you might as well be stuck in the garage.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Are you ready to explore the amazing world under the sea? Your host is a certified scuba diver, explorer. He likes to cook. And most of all, he's just a kid like you. You'll find out a lot more lies under the sea than what you've seen on TV, in movies, and even in aquatic parks. You'll learn about all kinds of fish, as well as other sea creatures. We'll take you to some exotic destinations and so much more. There's a whole big world under sea just waiting to be discovered. Tune in to Under the Sea, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Kids.
You're a responsible person, and you're trying to do everything you can to save the planet. But are you doing enough? We've got the right person to help you keep on thinking green. Mario Jr. is the host of Alive and Green. The show is all about green tips, staying environmentally friendly, and having fun while doing something great for our Mother Earth. You'll want to check out the show Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. If we all do our part now, it'll only mean a brighter and better future for us later.
Put that book down and listen. You're tuned in to Bookworm on Voice America Kids. Now back to our show.
Hello, world. I'm Lizzie Marie, and you're listening to Bookworm. Just kidding. Bookworm! Okay, so, just to start off with, there is construction here, so before, like, if you hear, like, a vzz, then before that, I'll be just, like, momentarily we'll be silent because of the construction. So, beware of a moment of silence. The first book we will be reading today is called Animals, written by Jeannie Johnson, illustrated by Mike and Keyson. Why do beavers build dams? Beavers build their homes or blogs in streams or rivers. But first they need to build a dam to make an area still water, or the current will wash the water away. With their huge front teeth, the beavers cut down trees to build the dam. They plaster the sides with mud and fill gaps with stones and sticks. The lodge is built of sticks behind the dam and has an underwater entrance. The beavers sleep, store food, and care for their young in the lodge. They have to keep repairing both the dam and the lodge with more sticks and mud. Beavers live in North America and parts of Europe and Asia. Dormouse. The dormouse normally weighs up to 25 grams, but it puts on extra fat before it hibernates. Do dormice really sleep a lot? Dormice do sleep through the winter. This hibernation may start in October and last till April, longer in cold climates. The dormouse sleeps in a cozy nest on the ground or in a burrow. Where do porcupines live? There are two groups of porcupines. New World porcupines live in North and South America and live in trees. Old World porcupines live in Africa and parts of Asia. They are ground-dwelling animals. All porcupines are covered with long, sharp spines, which look fearsome and help protect them from their enemies. Porcupine. If attacked, the porcupines run backwards towards enemy, diving in its sharp spines. Which is the smallest rodent? One of the smallest rodents in the is a pygmy mouse of North America. This is only about 4 inches, 10 centimeters long, including its tail, and weighs 7 grams. The harvest mouse of Europe is in Asia is only slightly bigger. How many kinds of rodents are there? There are more than 1,600 different species of rodents, not including squirrels, hamsters, and beavers, as well as rats and mice. Rodents live all over the world in every kind of habitat, from the icy Arctic to scorching deserts and humid rainforests. Why do rodents get long in the tooth? Two sharp teeth at the front of the rodent's jaws, called its incisors, I'm guessing here, are the ones it uses for gnawing. A rodent's incisors get worn down as the gnaws tough food, but they keep on growing throughout its life. Which is the biggest rodent? The largest rodent in the world is the capybara, which lives in South America. It measures up to 53 inches, 1.3 meters. It's 1.3 meters long, and weighs up to 40 pounds. Capybaras live by water and feed on grasses. How big is a beaver? A full-grown beaver measures up to 67 inches, 1.7 meters long, including its long, flat tail. It weighs as much as 60 pounds. It is the second heaviest rodent in the world. A beaver lodge. The beaver swims with the help of its webbed back feet and large, flat tail. The living chamber is the beaver's lodge. In the beaver's lodge is above water level. Can flying squirrels really fly? No, but they can glide some distance from tree to tree. When the flying squirrel leaps into the air, it stretches out its skin flaps on the sides of its body. These act like a parachute, enabling it to glide gently down from one branch to another. Is a guinea pig a rodent? A guinea pig is a rodent. Wild guinea pigs, also known as cavies, live in South America, where they feed on leaves and grasses. Most cavies are about 9 inches, 22 centimeters long. But one type, the long-legged, hair-like mara, is up to 30 inches, 75 centimeters long. What do beavers eat? Beavers eat plant food. In spring and summer, they feed on fresh green leaves and grasses. In autumn, they gather woody stems to eat. Some of these are stored underwater near the lodge to keep fresh for winter months. Now, bears. Well, dogs and bears. That was rodents, the last page. How many kinds of bears are there? There are 8 species of bear. They range in size from the sun bear, which weighs only about 60 pounds, 25 kilograms, to a huge polar bear, huge polar bears and brown bears. The brown bear is the most widespread bear. It lives in northern North America and parts of Europe and Asia. In North America, the brown bear is sometimes called the grizzly. Brown bears have a varied diet. They eat grasses, roots, and berries, but they also catch insects, fish, and other larger animals, as well as savaging the carcasses of dead creatures such as deer and seals. But they're already dead, but they just eat, they eat what's left from, the other animals. So let's say, something else ate them, and then they just left it there. Then the bears come, and then they eat the rest of it. So it's not, I guess bears are actually doing good for the earth because it's not wasting the food that someone another animal ate. They're just eating the rest of it so it doesn't, like, waste. Although, the waste does go into the soil, which is decomposed, and it does actually help the earth. which is the biggest bear? The polar bear, which lives in the Arctic, fully grown males are up to 8.5 feet long. Polar bears have thick white fur to keep them warm in their icy home. They hunt seals and occasionally also young walruses and birds. So, they actually are afraid of walruses because they're so big. And, yeah, because walruses actually are very ferocious. If you think about it, how many kinds of wild dogs are there? There are about 35 species of dog in the dog family, including foxes, wolves, coyotes, and hunting dogs. Wild dogs live all over the world except in New Zealand, New Guinea, and a few other islands. All are good runners and hunt other animals to eat. A red fox is up to 25 inches long, with a bushy tail up to 16 inches. Foxes can live and hunt in an area called a territory, which they mark with their scent. The panda's front paw has a special extra digit to help it grip bamboo steps. For now, let's take a break. I'm Lindsay Marie, and you're listening to Bookworm. We'll be right back.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
Put that book down and listen. You're tuned in to Bookworm on Voice America Kids. Now back to our show.
Okay, welcome back to Bookworm. I'm Lindsay Marie. Wait, did I say Bookworm? Yeah, I already said Bookworm. When we're reading animals, over 100 questions and answers to things you want to know. Okay, so this is kind of weird, but last year I went to an after school program about cheerleading, and now I just do it all the time. I'm just like, A-N-I-M-A-L-S. I do that with my Warriors book. I'm like, W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S, B-L-U-E-S-E-A-R, plus the B-E-S. Like, I just, like, spell it out, and then I just, like, Blue Star Puffy. It's just, like, really weird. So, we were at, what do giant pandas eat? The main food of giant panda is bamboo. I'm pretty sure all of you knew that. An adult panda eats up to 33 pounds of bamboo and leaves stems a day. Pandas also eat small amounts of other plants and even some little animals, which are probably like bugs or something, like bugs. I don't like bugs. There are like crickets in my house, and my sister like recently saw one in the sink, and I'm just like, ah! They're usually somewhere where water is, so that's why I use caution when I use my sink. Or, like, I look into the toilet before I go to the bathroom because it might just come up out of the toilet and I just be screaming. I know, because I hate bugs. Like, I'm even afraid of butterflies, which is really weird because I went to, like, Butterfly Wonderland. I went into the butterfly exhibit and I freaked out and I had to go out of there and into the cafe because I just couldn't handle it. Like, it was humid and there was butterflies everywhere and I was afraid I was going to be eaten by butterflies alive. Like, they're just going to land all over me and I'm like, And that day I actually wore all dull colors so that they wouldn't think I'm a butterfly. Like, I wore like white and gray and like really dark blue and jeans and like black Toms so they wouldn't notice me. Like, I'm like, please don't land on my head or my arm or my back or my legs or my feet, please. And I tried to make sure that my friends were there like protecting me and then they were always just like walking around. I'm like, help, please. And luckily one of my other friends was over, like, what is it? Sorry. She was, like, I guess overpowered. Like, she had to step out with me, too. Because I was just, like, because me and her, she's one of my best friends. And I'm, like, it was creepy. I was, like, I felt literally like the butterflies were going to land all over me, pick me up, and take me to somewhere I didn't want to be, and I did not want that to happen. So, let's get back. I hope we have a little bit of time left. Okay. Where do giant pandas live? Giant pandas live in bamboo forests in mountains of central China. Most of these forests have now been made into special reserves to try to protect and the rare pandas. Some pandas also live in captivity in zoos in China and other countries. What do foxes eat? what do foxes do is like really makes me laugh because back when What Does a Fox Say was popular, I always thought like foxes were funny now because it was really weird. I mean, there's a bunch of weird lines like, "You're my guardian angel," and I'm like, a fox is your guardian angel? So what do they eat? Foxes such as the red fox are hunting animals. They kill and eat small creatures, including rats, mice, and rabbits. But foxes are very adaptable. They will eat more or less anything that comes their way, such as birds and birds' eggs, insects, or even fruit or berries. And more foxes in cities are feasting on discarded food from rubbish bins and compost heaps. In warriors, foxes are actually a feared animal. Even though it doesn't say here, it might eat a cat. I'm, like, in my book, I'm at the part where they have to find a new home because two-leggeds are going to destroy the forest, and that was a message from Midnight the Badger, which is unexpected. I knew Midnight was going to be a badger, but it was unexpected. Like, why would it be a badger? Because badgers are also feared because it actually, a badger can actually kill an adult cat, which is really weird. It's just, like, weird. How big is a wolf pack? In areas where there are plenty of large animals to catch, a pack may contain up to 20 wolves. Hunting in a pack means that wolves can kill prey much larger than themselves, such as a moose. A wolf pack has a home range or territory which it defends against other wolves. Which is kind of like warriors, like if they trespass on other people's so let's say, even though this would never happen, Thunder Clan trespassed on One Clan's territory, they would actually, like, fight them off. Like, they would either have to, like, go into a big battle, or they would have the patrol that caught them, like, fight them. Which is, like, very often, because, maybe one day we'll have a show on warriors, but, yeah, that'd be a good idea. So maybe next show we can do, like, a warriors show where I just talk all about a bread. Okay, let's get back to this book. How do wolf cubs learn to hunt? Wolf cubs learn how to hunt by watching their parents and other pack members and playing. As the cubs run around, they also and pounce on one another. They are also learning how to attack an ambush prey. Can polar bears swim? Polar bears can swim well and spend long periods in the freezing Arctic water. They are well equipped to survive in the cold. A polar bear has a dense layer of under fur as well as a heavy glossy outer coat. Under the skin is a thick layer of fat to give further protection. Are there bears in the jungle? Yes, there are two kinds of bears that live in the jungle or rainforest. Some spectating bears live in South America, South American rainforest, and sun bears live in rainforests in parts of South Asia. Well, I can't think of that, but it was like something live, and they've actually been trying to find a spirit bear, which are very rare. They live in the jungle, and they're like white with like brown, white and black, because you know how like China they have I think it's like Tang and Wang. I have no idea. So, it's like that. That's why it's called the spirit bear. And usually that's like the symbol of spirit. So that's why they call it the spirit bear. And they're like really rare. They found one spirit bear living in like South America. Which is like really weird, because it's like it's so far away and they're like really rare and you barely ever see them. So so what is a dingo? Dingoes are wild dogs that live in Australia. They are descended from dogs domesticated more than 3,500 years ago by the earliest Aboriginal inhabitants. They live in a family groups and hunt sheep and rabbits. A fence 3,307 miles long has been built across southern Australia to try to keep dingoes out of important sheep grazing lands. Okay. Well, it's the end of our show, but next week's show is going to be awesome. Well, I think. If you haven't read Warriors yet, you have to read it. I mean, it's the best series I've ever read. I cannot read another book. Like, I've been stuck on reading Warriors. Like, I tried to read A Magic Tree House Fact Finder, and I just couldn't. Like, I read the first page, and I'm like, I just can't read this. And so I just kept reading Warriors. It's the best series I've ever read. Okay, so thank you for listening. You've been listening to Bookworm. My name is Lindsay Marie, and I hope you join in next week. This show is produced by KidStar from the Voice of America Kids Network. Up next is a track from the KidStar album of the month. Well, I hope you join in next week for the Warriors edition of I might be reading, like, a chapter or a prologue of Warriors, so you know what's happening. Okay, well, we gotta go, so Bye.
You've been listening to Bookworm on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll be here at the same time next week, so be sure to tune in. Now, how many books do you think you can get through before our next show?
From Bookworm, and now from the Kidstar Album of the Month. Here's Mr. Saxophone Dave Farther with Mothership.
You and I are on a voyage. Can't you feel the planet move beneath your feet? The ship we're on weighed anchor long ago. It's a few and I to keep the sailing sweet. Saw a red sunrise this morning. The view from in the crow's nest wasn't good. Time for sailors to take warning. The storm on the horizon says we should. Receiving a call from the mothership. Dip, 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 da, 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 did it, dip. Sending a signal, it's decoded. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Three dots and dashes could save our ship. Dip, 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 da, 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 did it, dip. We're all aboard, so let's answer it. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. On our journey through the Milky Way, we weather storms of carelessness and greed. Keep your sea legs and your bearings, or we'll capsize on this black and starry sea. With the North Star as our compass, sailing round the warm and shiny sun. We can't afford to go overboard. It's our vessel and our lifeboat all in one. Receiving a call from the mothership. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. She's sending a signal, it's decoded. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Three dots and dashes can save our ship. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. We're all aboard, so let's answer it. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Signal is decoded. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Three dots and dashes can save our ship. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. We're all aboard, so let's answer it. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Dip, 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 da, 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 dip, dip, dip. Dip, 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 da, 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 did it, did, did it, did it.
That was Dave Farber, Mr. Saxophone from the Kidstar Album of the Month. Check it out on our website, kidstar.org.